from the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Daniel Salerson. D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Daniel Salerson.
Hello, friends, and welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Salerson, filling in for Sean Kelly. It was a little weird last night not having any basketball on, or hockey for that matter. The Stanley Cup Finals begin on Wednesday when the Rangers take on the LA Kings, and then the NBA Finals don't start until Thursday night in San Antonio, where the Spurs face the Miami Heat. So last night it was just baseball, both the pros and college. Unfortunately for LSU fans, not a good night for Tiger Nation, as LSU falls to Houston in the Baton Rouge Regional Final, 12-2. Houston moves on to the Super Regionals to take on Texas. We do have to give a shout-out to Louisiana Lafayette. The Raging Cajuns avoid elimination for four straight games and beat Mississippi State last night 5-3 and will host Ole Miss this coming weekend. Today's show will focus solely on the Pelicans. Head coach Monty Williams and some of the players met with the media yesterday after voluntary workouts were complete. I want to share some of those interviews with you today so you can hear from some of the guys. So today, I want to share interviews from Pierre Jackson, Anthony Davis, and head coach Monty Williams. So let's get started with the head coach in 1 minute.
Your Pelicans, led by All-Star Anthony Davis, are on their way to becoming playoff contenders, and you'll want to be there to witness it. Newly released seat locations will be available for the public to check out for the first time at our Select a Seat event on Saturday, June 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Smoothie King Center. Ticket packages start as low as $150. Visit Pelicans.com or call 504-525-HOOP for more info and take flight with your New Orleans Pelicans.
All-Star Electric is lighting up the future with the latest in LED lighting. All-Star Electric specializes in the installation and conversion of the newest LED lighting products. This lasting investment is virtually maintenance-free and offers significant savings on your next electricity bill.
This is Tim Blanchard, president of All-Star Electric. Let us evaluate your building, parking lot, or home for an LED conversion because we know we can save you some money.
Want each show delivered right to your iPhone or iPad? Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching Black and Blue Report.
As mentioned yesterday, members of the Pelicans met with members of the media, including myself, after voluntary workouts. First up, head coach Monty Williams, who talks about what the players are doing during these workouts and just how the offseason is going in general.
Get the all work done. Give us a progress report of the postseason conditioning.
We've had a few guys in the gym, nothing out of the ordinary. The last 3 years, our gym has been at this level. So we like the fact that our guys like to come back. We've had guys from that aren't even on our team come work out, and that's always a good sign. So we really value having time with our guys. Last year, we probably went as long as any time I've ever been in the league. I think we went like 6 weeks straight. We won't be to that level this year, but we do value the time we have. We've had about, 7-8 guys coming back and getting work in. But it starts with AD and his leadership to be in the gym, be one of the first guys here every day, busting his tail. And he's definitely made some improvements already in his body, and he's certainly working on some things in his game.
What can you all do from an organizational standpoint? Is there anything organized that you can do, or is it?
No, it's certainly not anything that we force our guys to do. We give them a schedule of when we're going to be here, which is pretty much all summer, but you can't do that. Rule-wise, I I'm not well versed in the rules. I know there's some things that we can do, but we try not to force anyone to come back. Our guys just like to be around. We sit down with them at the end of the season and give them a plan of what we feel like they need to work on and how they're going to do it. And most of our guys want to be here in town. And the guys who live away, they get back in every now and again.
So if they want to do a three-on-three, if they can do that, but it can't.
That's on their own.
Yeah,
we coaches, we don't want to have anything that looks like a practice. So we know those aspects of the summer are off limits until we have, you know, our summer league time, and then our guys get together, and some of our guys are going to practice with our summer league team, which is really nice.
How important could something like this be for Jeff Whitney, a guy who showed promise? Like,
yeah, it's paramount that he, you know, continue what he finished at the end of the season. He's got to understand that what he did last year at the end happened because he worked his butt off, and so he's got to figure out a way to work even harder, and he's done that. I've had him on the backfield with me and put him through the idiot workout that I do, and he went right through it. So he knows he's got a huge summer ahead of him, and I think he's more than capable of having a great summer.
Is he one of those guys you want to keep close to you?
Yeah, a young guy for sure. You know, there's so much more he's got to learn about the game. I'm going to spend a lot of time with him in Vegas, some one-on-one time, trying to show him some different things about the game. Because, you know, as good as he was last year, he's still, like most young guys, there's so much room for improvement. If he can improve up here, he can take advantage of the rest of his talent and his physical abilities.
When you brought in Luke Babbitt last year, there was a lot of talk about his shooting ability.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned something that nobody's talking about, his defense.
Yeah.
How can his defense improve in a setting such as this?
IQ, just understanding our schemes a lot better. You know, the one thing I liked about Luke was he didn't back away from challenges and one-on-one situations. One play I remember playing DeRozan one-on-one in Toronto, he blocked a shot, and that was an eye-opener for me. And he's got athletic ability. I think when guys, you know, get past that 23, 24 range, they begin to mature and pick up some things on both sides of the ball. So I think that's going to help him.
His minutes were limited, but did you see progress on that side of
his
game over the course of the
year? I did. He had some trouble with our schemes, especially on the weak side. But because of the communication and because he spent a lot of time with our coaches, and he was diligent about his work, he's serious about getting better. So that, I think those guys tend to find a way to get on the floor. Lex has never, probably never been in a setting like this before. So, not to say that the other pro teams didn't do it. I don't know if he was as committed as he is now. I think his commitment level is a lot higher than it was when he was 19, 20 years old. Most young guys are like that. So I think he's just going to be a much stronger player, going to be in better conditioning. Certainly, he's going to be more comfortable playing, and we'll just see how it plays out.
When you reflect on the offseason and you see what these playoffs are and see where your team is at compared to the eight that have made the playoffs, is all this a part of kind of the rebuild to get into that run? I mean, you feel you on that direction?
I certainly believe we're headed that way. I think this is a big part of it. It's hard to take a team out of that eight, and that's what we have to do. It's not about just winning enough games. You got to go knock a team out of that position and fight other teams off who are trying to get there. So in the West, it's, you know, we all know it's difficult in the West, but that's what we have. So we can't use any of those issues as an excuse. We just gotta work, and that's what we've built our program on. Good people working hard. Now we just gotta add, you know, experience, and all of us have to be better.
You can catch Coach's full interview on Pelicans.com. Up next, I'll share with you Pierre Jackson's media session on the Black and Blue Report.
Here's a valuable lesson I've learned as an Entergy customer. Saving energy saves you money. And the online videos at EntergySavings.com show you how. A few simple projects can make a big difference in your bill. In just a few hours, I knocked my monthly bill down by 20%. It was easy. From caulking windows to programming your thermostat, the Entergy videos walk you through it. Visit EntergySavings.com and start saving today. That's the power of people. Entergy.
All right. Y'all ready for something spicy? Play Mud Books from the lottery. You can win up to $2,000. This is how we do it.
Spice up your day with Mud Books. Win up to $2,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
The fun is just getting started, y'all. Are you ready for Mud Books? Here we go.
Pick up Mud Books today.
That's how we do it down here.
Want to listen to the Black and Blue Report on your phone? Download the Saints and Pelicans app today.
Well, I know last season fans were curious about Pierre Jackson. Jackson was acquired as part of the Jrue Holiday trade last June and has had an interesting ride ever since. Since the deal didn't officially go through until later on that summer, Jackson was not able to play the full summer league schedule with the Pelicans, and when he did, he got hurt. He was drafted by the Idaho Stampede in the D-League draft and spent a lot of the season playing there and also in Europe. The Pelicans own his NBA rights right now, so he is finally in New Orleans working out with the team. Here's what he had to say following workouts yesterday.
How does it feel to have, a Pelicans uniform or practice gear on, just going through the motions with these guys in this building?
Oh, man, it feels amazing. You know, just being able to finally be a part of the NBA organization, being out here working out, getting better, meeting some of the guys, and also just being around some of the guys I know already. It's just an awesome feeling.
You had any idea what the fight battle is going to be like for you to make this club or at least get the attention of the GM and the coach?
Oh, it can't be too much tougher than my last year I just had, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm willing to go out there and try my hardest, you know, also try to make the team and do what a lot of kids have coming from Vegas.
What do you think you can bring to the table for this team?
I can just bring, you know, a boost of energy, you know, some leadership, you know, also some speed, you know, and also just different dynamics like that, just scoring, you know, passing, stuff like that, just something that they didn't have last year, some boost of energy, basically.
What was it tough for you knowing that you could play in this league and you really didn't get an opportunity to play? What was that tough for you not to feel that, to have the opportunity to play in the NBA and you know, you played in the D-League and in Europe, but you, personally, you felt you were good.
Yeah, it was extremely tough, you know. Of course, you're going to have your family and your friends in your ear saying this and saying that. And but, you know, I had to stick it out, you know, for my family. You know, I had to do what was brought to the table, you know. And thankfully, that year's over with, and I get a chance to, you know, I guess not redeem myself, but get another shot.
What was the process like for you this past season and even getting to this point right here as far as, you know, going from D-League to back over to Europe and then here? How'd you manage to get here?
It was tough, man. You know, things not working out, you know, in France, you know, coming back home, you know, trying to make a statement, you know, did what I had to do in the development league, didn't happen, so I had to go back over there. You know, it's all, you know, I didn't plan it to be that way, you know what I'm saying, but I guess it all worked out, you know. A lot of my name is still where I wanted it to be, but also it's not in the league, so, you know, still trying to get to that point.
Have they made you any promises?
I'm just out here trying to show my face, you know, and just be a part of something the time I can, you know, making the best of it. Like I said, getting to know some of the guys here and also meeting some of the people here, and also just being around New Orleans, the city. Getting a chance to let the people here see my face. You know, I came out here during All-Star break, and, you know, I got to seen a couple of fans out here that noticed me, so that's always a great feeling.
You expect them to offer a contract, or you think you'll have to play for it?
I think everybody has to play for it, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm here to work, you know, and familiarize myself with the coaching staff and everybody else.
Coaches have said you kind of represent the draft class for this year. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that's big. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I don't have a draft pick. So, like I said, I just want to come out here and be that draft pick, if so be, and just keep working hard.
You definitely plan on summer league too?
Yeah. I want to. I didn't have a good summer last year. You know, not being as healthy as I wanted to in the trade deadline and stuff like that. So this summer is big for me. You know, big for my family, and I just want to make the best of it.
How do you think your game translates to the NBA? You know, you did well in the league.
I think my game is more of an NBA game than Europe or overseas anywhere. So. I'm just looking forward to showing that and like letting everybody know, you know, that I'm here to play and I'm here to stay, basically.
But you're aware of the guard situation right now, how loaded it is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, everybody's here to play and make the team. It's not just me, you know, but I'm gonna come here. If I gotta take somebody's spot, that's the plan, you know what I'm saying? I gotta feed my family as well, but like I said, I'm here to work and get better.
You get 4, 5, 6 inches to guys you have to go against.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you? What keeps you?
Oh yeah, like you know they always saying it's always tough to guard bigger guards, but you haven't seen one guard in the NBA stop Nate Robinson or Isaiah Thomas or Tony Parker, none of those guys. Like I said, you got to guard us too, so it's always fun trying to guard us as well.
How were you able to score like you did in Europe? I mean, these 60-point games. I mean, was that shooting from the perimeter or the attacking the rim?
It's a mix of all of it, man. You know, you got to be versatile, being as small as I am. You got to be able to shoot. And also, God bless me with being athletic. So, you know, I use that to my advantage as well. You know, I could jump pretty high. So I try to mix that up with floaters and getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line and stuff like that. Free throw line, easy point. So just mixing it up.
Last year, you had summer league. It looked like everything. I mean, you got there a little late, and it seemed like everything just kind of came at you at once. And I think you got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You mentally feel you're a different type of guy.
Yeah, I've been 1 year out of college. Well, 1 year out of college, I've been a pro in three different levels, three different places. So you know, I feel like in the NBA Development League, that's like a step down from the NBA. So, and I spent the majority of the year there. So. You know, I was in the eye of a lot of NBA teams and also the Pelicans as well, you know, just trying to get better. You know, like I said, my game fits the NBA more than anything. So, you know, like I said, I'm just here to work.
Are you a facilitating point guard or a scorer?
It's whatever role I got to take on. You know, in college, I had to lead my team in almost every category. And I led, you know, my team in the conference in assists and scoring, so whatever. Like, this team has a bunch of people that can score the ball, so if I got to dish it to them, that's no problem with me. But if I'm called on the score, I don't have a problem with that either.
All right, I have one more interview to share with you, and that's Anthony Davis. It's yours next on the Black and Blue Report.
Okay, you've just been told you have a serious heart issue. Congestive heart failure, a valve problem, a complex rhythm disorder. Now what? At Ochsner, we suggest you take a moment and do some research. When you do, you'll find Ochsner Medical Center has the only heart program in the region ranked among the nation's best by U.S. News & World Report. We routinely treat the most complex cases with revolutionary procedures such as surgical and non-surgical valve replacements and the total artificial heart. And we have the largest, most comprehensive program for treating arrhythmias in the Gulf South, offering options not available elsewhere in the region. At the end of the day, the most important thing to hear is,
I just saw your test results and they look great. No problems.
Leading edge care. Just one more reason to choose an Ochsner-affiliated physician. For an appointment, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
Punt, pass, kick, and dunk.
Lob to the rim. Alley-oop dunk. Anthony Davis.
This is the Black and Blue Report.
In his second season with the Pelicans, AD really shined. Davis made his first All-Star team, led the league in blocks, and caught the eyes of many basketball fans. So what's AD's mindset this offseason? I'll let Anthony tell you all about it.
Anthony, how hard have you been hitting the weight room?
Yeah, pretty hard, you know. All of us have, actually, you know, it's all volunteer workouts. You know, no one has to be here, you know, but same thing like last year, you know, everybody wants to get better, you know, get better than what we did as a unit last year, you know, and for ourselves individually. So we're all here, you know, trying to get better. But me personally, just being in the weight room, started last week, you know, continue this week and the weeks to move.
How much of a significant increase have you noticed in your strength since you've been hitting the weight room so hard?
I just look bigger. I mean, I haven't done anything that can make me say, oh, wow, you know, I wasn't able to do this last year. You know, I haven't done any contact. So right now, just physical appearance, you know, I haven't put it to use yet. And see what I can do this year that I wasn't able to do last year.
What's your weight at this point?
237.
That's the highest you've ever been, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a good playing weight, or you feel sluggish at all? Just based on what you've done here.
I mean, I haven't really done anything, you know what I'm saying? So can't really tell yet. You know, just really shooting, but you're not really moving. So can't tell at all. You know, I'm tired. I feel heavy, you know. So, you know, hopefully I'm just going to stay around this, and then USA maybe when we start playing pickup or something, you know, try to see if it's a good playing weight or not. And if it is, stay around there. If not, try to slim back down a little bit.
Other than weight, what is your point of emphasis that you're working on to either get better at or reestablish?
Post. I mean, really everything. You know, trying to add in that corner three, more post moves, you know, more stuff off the dribble. You know, so there's really things like that that I'm really focusing on. But, you know, I still want to, you know, make sure I keep everything in tune, you know, free throws, you know, we're doing rebounding drills. I mean, everything. Just want to make sure that everything's still part of the game.
You've got a pretty busy summer. How are you planning on pacing yourself from now through the World Championships?
Take it a day at a time. I mean, I know I'm going to have days off. Some days where I just shoot. Some days where I just lift. Some days I just come in and get treatment, you know, just got to make sure you keep a balance. You know, you don't want to, you know, start, you know, working out like you in season, you know, right now, you know, especially when technically the season is over for, you know, Miami and the Spurs. So you definitely want to make sure that you pace yourself, you know, and that's all I'm going to try to do is just make sure, you know, I give my body a rest when it needs to. And when I do decide to, you know, step on the floor in the weight room, make sure I go hard for that hour, hour and a half, you know, 2 hours, and then rest for the rest of the day.
Anthony, how important was it for you to be here and show the leadership to a lot of the other guys that, you know, if you can be here, I guess a lot of the other guys could be here working as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even just that. I mean, guys want to be here. They was here before I was here 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, they want to get better. You know, Lex always telling me, you know, I want to work out with you this summer. I want to get better. I want to, you know, build up my win. So I can play alongside you them long minutes. You know, I want to make the playoff. You know, he was telling me that, and I was glad to hear. You know, that speaks volumes with him and what he learned last year. Makes him want to get better. You know, makes me want to get better, and everybody else get better, you know, as a unit. So by them guys being here, especially when you don't have to, says a lot about them guys who are here, who want to work.
You feel like you took that next step this past season, I guess, given you've had some time to step away from the game now, you can kind of look back on your season. You feel like you took a big, major step in your development?
It was a big step, you know, but, you know, it's not where I want to be, you know, so I still have a lot more to do. Thing I said earlier, where I want to work on, you know, to take that next step, you know, to become an even better player and do more for the team.
Anthony, what about the team taking the next step? When you look at, you watch the playoffs this year and how tough the West is, how close do you think this team is to being a contender?
Well, we're really close. I mean, if guys would stay healthy, you can't control that. You know, we would have been healthy for the year. I think we would have been in the playoffs, you know, but you can't control injuries. So, and then most of the teams that's in the West, we beat already, you know. Memphis, we beat them 4-0, you know. Beat Portland, you know, beat Houston. I mean, we just hurt, you know, lost our star point guard, you know, lost Ryan, you know, Jason. So you can't control that. I was out for a couple games, you know, so you can't really control what goes on. Tyreek with his knee. So you just got to try to make sure you build your body up, and hopefully we can stay healthy next year, make that run.
Did Monty and Dale ever talk to you about what you think about the team and what it would take to get better?
I mean, sometimes it's what I see on the floor, but as far as off season, you know, that's totally on them. Acting a summary of the season, how it went for me, and how I think it worked for the team. You know, that's all confidential. That's between us. You know, so, but they definitely keep me in the loop, and I tell them things that I'm thinking. That goes for anybody on the team. You know, Drew does the same thing. Tyree, all our leaders, you know, make sure that we make sure we keep in contact with Della and Coach, you know, so we can all work as one to be that contender we want to be.
How much did it burn in you to get this team to that level where, you know, you're not sitting watching the playoffs, you're in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody's goal. You know, everybody wants to make the playoffs, and, you know, we're going to be there. You know, definitely pushing for next year. You know, we're going, everybody going to come back stronger, you know, and better. You know, and I really think next year can be our year.
How is your back and your ankle at this point?
I'm fine. Feeling good.
Do you think the back was maybe compensating for the ankle? I mean, do you think they were connected in any way?
I have no idea. No, doctor, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just because of the ankle or the back was totally different. I'm not sure. You know, on the mats right now, I'm healthy and ready to roll.
When you say you're not far away, do you feel you're one piece away, or do you feel you can be in that top eight with the talent that you have?
Yeah, we can definitely be in that top eight. I mean, we can't really tell if we one piece away or not because we didn't have our full team, you know. And I don't think for one game this year. So we can't really, you know, try to say we're one piece away or two pieces away or no pieces away. But we don't know, you know, what we did for a complete season with everybody healthy. So, I mean, we'll take it day at a time. You know, Coach and Dale does a great job of, you know, figuring out what we need, you know, and they get the job done. So we just got to rely on what they see, you know, and what they know about the game. And if we bring in nobody, we're bringing one person or two guys, you know, they're going to fit them in, and we're still going to try to make that push for the playoffs.
You real close to Anthony Morrow. You hope you can be able to get him back?
You know, once again, that's up to them. I mean, I like them. The team likes them as far as the players. You know, the coaches like them as well. So, you know, I'm not sure what they're doing. You know, that's up to them. You know, I think they have best interest for the team. And, you know, but I think he's a great shooter. You know, spaces the floor for us. We just got to, you know, rely on what Coach Dale wants to do. You know, they bring him back. And we'll definitely love him back. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out that way.
If you want to go back and watch these interviews, plus the ones not played on this show, log on to Pelicans.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll wrap things up next on the Black and Blue Report.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Thanks to the internet, anyone can get a show these days.
It was good to have some Pelicans talk on today's show. Our thanks to Monty Williams, Pierre Jackson, and Anthony Davis. Tomorrow's show is, of course, a Wesley Wednesday. Pelicans TV analyst David Wesley will co-host tomorrow's show with me. We'll start to look ahead to the NBA Finals with Sean Devaney, NBA writer for The Sporting News. And we are efforting to get a Pelicans player in Studio B to talk with David and I, but I'm not going to say who it is. So that's tomorrow's show for you. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at BlackBlueReport for show lineups and any pictures that we post. And you can also follow me personally at D. Salerson. Well, that will do it for today's show. And until tomorrow, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.